This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 58.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about why having a crush can be great for your business. No, not that kind of crush. I mean a business crush. So when you're totally in love with somebody's content and their online brand and even maybe their personal brand. But before I get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to mention again my Soulful PR live event in London on July the 7th. I've got 8 national journalists from the Huffington Post, from The Guardian, from Stylist, from ITV, from BBC, from the Daily Mail, you name it, I've got them there. And they're coming to talk about what they're looking for in a story, how to put a great pitch together, and also how you can really start to build relationships with journalists. And I was talking to somebody in my community earlier who was asking about it, and I was saying, look, where do you get the opportunity for the price of one train ticket or one travel ticket, one day out of your time to come and meet 8 national journalists of that caliber and not just hear them speak, but also get to chat to them in our speed networking session, to just go up to them during the day and talk to them about how things work on their publication or program and ask them questions, ask them about how you could do more to promote your business and what kind of things they would be interested in from people with a business like yours. It really is a kind of, well, it's certainly a once in a year opportunity because I'm only going to be doing this event once a year. So if you can get yourself along and getting media coverage is your priority this year, then I think if you're going to spend money on any PR training this year, this is the one thing you should spend it on. I'm afraid that the mastermind tickets are sold out, as are the early bird tickets, but I do have some standard tickets left. The price will go up as we go nearer to the event. Obviously, to encourage people to book early, we've got three tiers of pricing, really. So we're now at the middle tier of pricing, and we do have a few tickets left there, but don't delay if you fancy it. And of course, do drop me a line if you've got any questions about it. I will totally tell you straight if I don't think the event is right for you. And my email address is janet@janetmurray.co.uk. So I would absolutely love to see you there. So now on with the main part of the show. So you know that feeling you get when you see someone you fancy? You get butterflies in your stomach, you think they look wonderful, you think every word that comes out of their mouth is wonderful, and you're eagerly awaiting the next time you get to see them. In fact, you're making excuses to be wherever they are. Well, that's a crush, and crushes can be fun, and they can also be really good for you. They can cheer you up and make you happy. And I also think it's possible to have business crushes, and they can cheer you up, make you happy, and also, crucially, help you to improve your business. So what's a business crush? Well, you'll probably recognise many of these signs and symptoms. So you come across somebody, often online, and you love the look of their branding. Then you look a little bit more, and you find that you love everything they've got to say, all the content that they put out there. In fact, you get to the point where you can't actually wait for them to put out their next piece of content, and you share it with everybody and you tell everybody about it. And you don't just make excuses for being where they are, you make sure that you're at every event that they put on because you just know that you're going to get great value. Now, for me, that's a business crush, and I'm sure you will recognize many of those signs and symptoms. And I have business crushes all the time, and I think they're a really, really great thing to do. And having business crushes on various people over the years has really helped me to move my business forward. Now, a few notable examples of kind of long-standing crushes or crushes I've got at the moment. So there's Chris Ducker, who I interviewed in episode 19. And I've had him on my podcast as a guest talking about personal branding, but I've also been a guest on his podcast. I went out to his mastermind event in the Philippines recently. I was just at a mastermind event he held in London. I love his content. I'll talk more about his branding in a moment, but I just love his style. I love his content. It really kind of speaks to me. So that's a long-term business crush that I've had. Then there's Natalie Liu from Baggage Reclaim, who was a guest on episode 49. And I just love the look of her brand. I love the content that she puts out. And I just love the authenticity, and I love her writing voice. Then Matthew Kimberley, episode 57. I'll talk more about this later, but I love his website and I love his email marketing and his free opt-in. I think that's really great, really slick. And of course, Phil Pallon in episode 5, who talked about how to get journalists to fall in love with you. And I love Phil's personal style, in fact, his personal brand, particularly his in-person brand, I absolutely love. Now, I pretty much have crushes on all of my guests because that's why I invite them on the show, because usually because I've got a bit of a crush on them and I want to, personally, I want to speak with them and engage with them. And actually, coming up in the next episode, I've got one of my biggest business crushes. So hold on to your hats for that. But the thing about these business crushes, they are fun, but I think if you want to get the most out of them, you almost need to think a little bit strategically and actually kind of notice what it is that you're enjoying about these brands and what's inspiring you. And that will help you actually to move your business on. And I think it's all very well kind of like looking at another brand and kind of liking it and loving it and loving their content. But unless you're analyzing what it is that you really love about that brand and what inspires you and maybe what ideas you could take from that brand and try it in your own business in different ways, then you're probably not making the most of that crush. And I think we do need to make the most of crushes. So what I'm going to do in this episode is just take you through the four areas I think you need to look at when you find that you've got a business crush so that you can get the most out of it. And this is not about copying. In fact, I would totally advise you against anything that vaguely resembles copying, because I know certainly with my business, any time that I found myself really loving something that somebody else is doing and almost trying to replicate it, it just doesn't work. It's not authentic. But you can pick up ideas from other people and then just think, okay, well, how might that work for my audience? Or I like what they're doing there. I know that wouldn't necessarily work exactly if I did it like that, but is there something I can take from that? And I think it's just an important process to go through. So when you find yourself with a business crush, here's my tips on how to make the most of it. So I'd look at four areas and I'm going to take you through them now. So the first area I would look at is quite an obvious one, and it's branding. So if you find yourself in love with somebody online, it's often because you love their website, you love their branding, their logos, you love the colours that they use. And so I would really look into that. Now, interestingly, Chris Ducker, who's one of my business crushes and long-standing big business crushes, I don't love his branding. It wouldn't be my personal choice. But what I do love about it is the consistency of it. And I love the look of it. And I think it works really well for Chris. But that wouldn't mean I'd want to go and copy it. But I love the look of it. I love the colours. And I love the way everything kind of transfers from platform to platform. I love that kind of consistency. And it does look professional, even though those wouldn't be my choice of colours. They probably wouldn't be my choice of logos or whatever. So it isn't about copying. It's just about kind of seeing where people are consistent or where they're creative. Now, Natalie Liu from Baggage Reclaim, who I interviewed back in, did I say it was episode 49? I do actually really love the look of her brand. It's not like Soulful PR at all, but it's probably much closer than some of the other people I'm going to mention. And I just love the way she uses sort of drawings as well as photographs in her branding. In fact, I love the colours that she uses. And so I've spent a lot of time just looking around her site and looking at what I like and is there anything that might inspire me with my own site. But obviously, if you looked at my site, you would never see that I've copied anything. It's just kind of, you know, I'm just inspired by the idea. And I mentioned earlier about Phil Pallon and how sometimes it can be the way that people's in-person brand can really kind of get you. And when I first met Phil Pallon, who I interviewed back in episode 5, I just immediately liked his warmness. I liked the fact he was very kind of humble. He was speaking at New Media Europe, where I met him last year. And sometimes when you go to an event and you talk to speakers, you can feel like they're a bit remote, almost like there's a kind of barrier between the two of you because they are the speaker and you're the delegate. But with Phil, he was very, very approachable, very friendly, very enthusiastic. And Phil says this himself, actually, the in-person experience that you get with Phil and his personality is very much what you see online. So there's that consistency, which is really nice. So branding is the first thing I would look at, but not just kind of visual branding, but also, you know, how somebody conducts themselves when you meet them, how they look, how they talk, how they act, all of that stuff. The second thing I would look closely at if you found yourself with a business crush is what they're doing in their marketing. So, for example, Matthew Kimberley, who I interviewed in episode 57, I really love his website. And again, it wouldn't be kind of my choice. I probably wouldn't have a website like that for myself, but I think it works really well for him. And he's got this opt-in, which is really nice. And I think it's something like is it 20 things you can do over the next 60 days to increase your client list or something like that? But it's very kind of tangible and it feels very achievable as well. Things that you can do every day to build your email list over the next 60 days. And he's got this great kind of autoresponder sequence, which once you've signed up into that, then they're just kind of really nice and funny. And having met Matthew in person, I feel like they're coming from him. Maybe he didn't write them, I don't know, but they feel very much in line with his personality, and they're kind of very personal. They're quite amusing, and I just think it's a really kind of nice email sequence to keep you interested, and also very practical and valuable stuff. So I would also, if you find yourself with a crush, just have a look at what kind of emails they're sending, if they're doing Facebook marketing, how they're doing that. Kimra Luna, who's a bit of a crush of mine at the moment, sorry, I saw one of her Facebook ads recently, and I shared it in my Facebook community, the Soulful PR Facebook community, because I thought it was such a clever Facebook ad. And it was basically saying that she'd noticed that when people pitched asking her to go on podcasts, that the reasons why she said no to them, and often it was to do with the branding, and often to do with the way that their website looked and didn't look very professional, their social media profiles or whatever. And it was very, very clever, because that's what she specialised in, is in design and branding. So this Facebook ad, which I read, like, and it was like 9 reasons I say no to media interviews or podcast interview invitations. And I read this kind of, you know, from start to finish. And it was very, very clever, because it was basically kind of leading us back to what she does and kind of saying, look, you know, this is all about great design and branding. And if you don't look good online, then people aren't going to want to engage with you, particularly influencers. So I thought that was very clever. The other thing I would look at is community building. So look at, when you've got a business crush, look at how they're building community. Now, for me, community building is something I naturally think that I really enjoy doing and like doing and I'm good at. Now, people build communities in different ways. For me, I was very inspired by Jill Stanton, who I interviewed in episode 33 from Screw the 9 to 5. And she talked about how she'd built this community and built her business from a Facebook group that had started, like most Facebook groups, with nothing, to, I think it's now up to 7,500, I think, when I interviewed her, and how she'd done that. And when she was explaining that to me, but also I've been following her online as well, I just felt like that could really work for me and the way that I work and the kind of ethos and mission and values behind my business. I think Facebook group is a way to go. And since I did that interview, I have tripled my Facebook community, and I can see it's really working. When I launched my Soulful PR business club recently, I'd say the majority of people who signed up were people that I'd engaged with in that Facebook community. So I was able to build a relationship with them. And for me, building relationships is really, really important. I know from experience that, I mean, there's lots of research to back this up, but it takes people something like 7 or 8 touch points with you before they'll buy. And I feel the same, you know, would I buy an information product of somebody that I'd only kind of just seen a Facebook ad for? No, you know, I would probably have read their blog, listened to their podcast, seen them on social media, maybe even been to one of their events, you know, their free events, or, you know, before I'm going to spend a lot of money with them, I want to have quite a lot of exposure to them. And obviously a Facebook group is a way to give people exposure to you and your ideas and your content very, very quickly. So over the course of a week, in sharing content and engaging with people and just talking to them and sharing things, you could actually do the work in a Facebook group that could take you a year to do in a week, theoretically. And I'm seeing that happen in my own Facebook group. And that was down to my crush on Jill Stanton. The other thing about Jill Stanton and Josh Stanton, they've got a really nice looking brand. Jill is a very attractive looking lady. So she got, you know, she makes the most of that and has these really beautiful looking photographs of herself and Josh. And their lifestyle does look very glamorous. I'm sure it's probably not as glamorous as it looks on the surface. And she has the same problems and challenges, but she makes the most of that. And the branding's very kind of consistent, which is really, really nice. Another business crush who I really admire in terms of community building is Chris Ducker again. And what I really like about him is that he makes opportunities for in-person networking, or any opportunity to meet his community in person. But also he does it very well over Periscope and also through Facebook Live now, to engage with his community in person. It's not just about sending emails or Facebook or whatever. And if you go to one of Chris's events, he remembers your name and he, you know, makes a point of coming to say hi and shaking your hand or giving you a kiss or whatever. And I think all of those things, you know, again, for me, it wouldn't work for everybody's business, but I think depending on the kind of business and brand you've got, then you can learn a lot from how other people are building community. And Chris does that really, really well in terms of that kind of personal connections and building up really personal relationships with his audience and community. And lastly, if you've got a business crush, I would look at people's offerings as well. It's really interesting just to look at how people are, what kind of products and services people are selling and how they're doing it. There's so much to learn. And then finding things that fit well with you. I created a sort of very basic PR course called Soulful PR for Starters. And although I sold a few of them, something wasn't sitting well with me about this course the whole way through. And I just wasn't feeling it about this course. And I realized that it was because there was no kind of community aspect of it. There was a kind of Facebook group, but what I'm really all about is communities. And I like to build almost like clubs and communities. That's my thing. And so just creating a course, which is just kind of there, and then there's a Facebook group and you can kind of pop in and give people advice. I didn't feel like I was serving people in the best way that I could. So I've now added my Soulful PR for Starters course into my business club, which is my membership community. And that feels a lot better for me. And I really came to that conclusion by looking at other people's businesses and seeing how they were doing different offerings. You know, so you get people like Mary Forleo, for example, with B-School, who just have one product and they spend the whole year working on this one product and that's all they sell. But then you look at other business owners who, you know, might have two or three products. And I'm a big believer in kind of keeping it fairly simple if you can. But then, you know, when I was looking at Natalie Liu's stuff, she does these really interesting 30-day projects and looking at other people's offerings to see basically where they fit into their sales funnel. So not everybody's going to come in after, you know, finding your work for the first time and buy your top price product, but looking at, well, what could you offer that's kind of like a low commitment entry-level product, like a book or a PDF or a short project like Natalie does. She does these 30-day projects, which I think are only sort of around the kind of $100 type mark, in order to engage with your community, for them to get a little bit of your content. And then maybe once they've done one of these projects, they might then want to buy a more expensive course or come to a more expensive event. So I think just looking at what other people are doing and how they're offering products and services, whether are they just doing one? Are they doing a range that link to each other? Have they almost got like a progressive kind of sales funnel where they kind of move people from their lower price products up to the top? I think it's really good. I'm doing Hilary Rushford's Instagram with Intention course at the moment. I'm just loving the way that she has actually just put the program together. It's in bite-sized chunks. And I think she's, you know, so much better than what I've done with my online offerings. So I'm learning from that and thinking, well, next time I bring something out like that, I want to kind of emulate some of the stuff that she's done. And I don't mean copy, I just mean sort of take the best bits out and see how they would work for my business. So I hope you found that helpful. As I say, if you find yourself with a crush on somebody's business, it can be really, really useful for you. And the more focused and the more strategic you can be about how you analyze their business and what bits you could take and maybe try out in your own, then I think the more effective you're going to be. So looking at those four areas, branding, marketing, community building, and offerings, that will really make sure that you stay focused on the things that really matter. Now, I'd really love to hear about your business crushes. I'd love to know what businesses you've got a crush on at the moment. I don't know about you, but mine tend to change. So I might have a big crush on someone for ages and then I'll kind of get over that and then move on to someone else or find someone new. But I'd love to know who your business crushes are and who's inspired you to get where you are today and who you think might inspire you in the future. So do email me as ever if you'd like to share that. I'm on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. I love getting your emails with feedback on the episodes. I'm also on Twitter @Jan_Murray, Instagram @JanMurrayUK, and Facebook @JanetMurrayUK. And of course, you can join my Facebook community too. That's the Soulful PR Facebook community. You've been listening to the Soulful PR podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed this episode, why not come over and join my Facebook community? It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.